So that strip center right there, Mike, with Pokio's and La Madeline and all that stuff, is that where it's going to be?
I don't think so. I don't think they're going to have to move that. I think it's going to be back a little bit north of that.
Okay.
But I could be wrong.
But there's like a couple of new structures right there, too. And I don't know where they're coming up with 23 acres.
They reworked that bookstore to make it an SMU Barnes & Noble now, and it's real nice and everything.
Yeah.
They got a lot of nice stuff in there.
The complex was designed by New York architect Robert... What? Robert A.M. Stern?
Bob Stern?
Yes, Bob A.M. Stern. Is this a DJ?
Yes.
A.M. Is that some sort of architect? Why is it in the middle of his name?
Maybe it's his middle name.
A.M.?
Yeah.
A period, M period.
Could be.
He has two middle names.
Robert A.M. Stern.
Anal Master.
It will feature a three... Good gravy. It'll feature a three-story building with a life-sized oval office, Danny, that opens up to a Texas Rose Garden overlooking the Dallas skyline.
Sounds great. I'll never go there.
There will also be Freedom Plaza, a Freedom Hall, exhibits, a restaurant, classrooms, rooms, offices, seminar rooms, an auditorium, and a presidential suite.
So they're going to have a restaurant there?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, they're going to open up a Twin Peaks in there, Mike.
That'd make sense if it was Clinton's library.
Right.
His library is called Cabaret North.
Yeah, his name is Robert Arthur Morton Stern.
Stupid. His parents are dumb and gay.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't do that to your kid.
Well, George Bush's dad has two middle names.
Sure does.
Herbert Walker.
Yeah. Or is it Herschel Walker?
That'd be funny. Why do rich people have to give their damn kids so many damn names?
Because they can.
Damn.
Because they can, and they want everybody to know that they're aristocratic. And they didn't come from the wrong side of the tracks like you.
Yeah, the hoi polloi only give them one middle name.
What about Groobs' middle name?
Shoopy?
Michael Walton Walker.
Nah.
Woodall
Sanchez.
Rogers.
Shoopy Gruber.
Woodall Rogers. Every major thoroughfare
Julia
is in your
Sheps,
name.
Gruber.
Yeah, right.
You know what it is? Michael.
What's your first name?
G.
What?
Hold on.
Well, get off the phone! You're doing a radio show!
I'm trying to do star stuff. Hold on, sorry, Jeff. No, G. It's my dad's first name is Grady, but he goes by Michael.
Yeah.
My parents didn't want me to be Grady, but they still wanted me to be technically a junior, so they went with G. Michael.
G?
Your first
G?
Name is the letter
yeah.
G?
Swear to God.
You're kidding!
Why didn't we ever know
this?
At
some point.
No! Oh!
I'm G!
It's nice to meet you. My name's G.
He's so important, all he has to go by is a letter.
Yeah, one.
Right.
Like, one letter.
There's Cher and Madonna. And he's just G.
G! G. Michael Gruber. How
aristocratic.
Yes.
Get off the phone!
So awesome.
Go.
Shut up, Groobs.
G.
G.
G. Gruber.
G. Michael Gruber.
G. All right, more with G next at 6:34 here on The Ticket.